the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9, and good morning. So we talked about this last week at this time. A 21-year-old woman in D.C. figured out a way to get constructive feedback from guys that she broke up with, and she just asked some basic questions, like five of them, and kind of like a, you know, a little exit survey you fill out. When you're at work, for example, you ever have to fill out one of those? It's awkward. Like, yeah. I've never been fired, but I've left, and it's like, what could the company do better? I'm like, do you really want to know? Because I feel like the company would never hire me back at another time.
New chairs.
Oh, yeah, that's not going to happen here. Sorry. Let me ask you this. Did anybody have success in contacting their ex this weekend?
I did. Did you guys?
I had success in contacting them. They just refused to fill out the survey because they felt too awkward and uncomfortable. I'm still like best friends with this person, so I don't know if that's what it was. But normally he never has any problem telling me what's wrong with me. So like, I don't know why I felt uncomfortable.
Now, I had similar results except worse for what Liv the Web Girl just mentioned. Myself, Joe, I reached out to Katie. She's my only real ex that even could do this because I don't count a relationship that lasts a month or 6 weeks as a relationship.
How long did you date this girl?
About 5 months.
And what did you say in your ploy to get her to do this is what I want to know.
I didn't give her all the details. I kept it basic, but I reached out to her, and then I checked after a day for a response, and she blocked me. So
which platform did you reach out to her on? And I want to know exactly what this message said.
Yeah, I need to know. Well, she blocked you? Yikes.
It's cool, though. Little does she know that my dogs, Benny and Paddington, follow her on Instagram, so I still got to see stuff. But no, what did I send to her?
Wait, why do you have your dog's Instagram following her?
I don't know. Well, keep in mind, back in the day, I don't know what happened. I asked even my wife, Lindsay. I was going to sneak on her phone and look, but she actually just did it anyways. My wife, Lindsay, also can't get her on there. So I think it's just after we got together and got married, like we both got married, I think it's just she blocked me and my, you know, my wife. So she wouldn't see anything of me.
Maybe there's unresolved feelings there.
I don't know. I mean, it's hard for a lot of women not to have me. I'm sure.
Yeah, but
that.
I'm trying to understand why it matters to you. Like, why do you still want to follow her? Like, you went and had your dog's Instagram follower?
I think I invited everybody when I created the Benny and Paddington Instagram account. I invited her because she's on my list. I just did mass, like, spamming. Sorry,
gotcha.
I did it. And she followed back.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, okay, cool.
Maybe she doesn't know who Benny and Paddington's mom and dad are.
Well, it says Joe Pesh is my dog daddy.
Oh, it does?
Well, yeah. I don't know why.
Okay, here's what I sent her, my message. Katie, would you mind answering 5 quick questions about me for a segment on our show? Don't worry. It's nothing that you would actually have to come on air for. Just answer them, you know, via Instagram. Thanks. All the best, Joe.
And radio silence and then blocked.
Yeah.
Well, that's awkward. Well, I reached out to a couple of my exes, and I got 2 responses. So I'll read you both of those.
It'll make up for me and Liv having no luck.
Because they're interesting. So one of them is from a guy who, like, refused to lock it down with me for months and months and months and months. Like, he would talk to me, but, like, leave me on and refuse to lock it down. So I knew I wanted to hear his
opinion.
How
old were you? I want to know ages.
Oh, this is all post, like... I mean, post high school.
Oh, after high school. Okay.
Yeah. Like 21 up.
Okay.
So the last couple years. So this guy is the one that refused to lock it down with me, but we talked for like several months, and I was always devastated that he wouldn't ever become my boyfriend. So the first question is, what is wrong with Alex? She wears her heart on her sleeves and spills her emotions too fast when meeting someone she can see a future with, and she's the most pickiest eater alive, LOL. The question is, what is wrong with you? I have commitment issues and a fear of settling down. I'm a player, and I want. Sometimes I struggle to step back and see from the other point of view. At what point did you know this wouldn't work out? He says, I was in the Dominican Republic at dinner and I was texting you and I just couldn't talk about my feelings and the whole reality of everything after that settled in and I realized we live so far apart and have 2 different lives that it couldn't possibly work. He lives in Utah, which explains the answer to the next question, which
is Mormon.
No. What could Alex have done to enhance the experience for you? He says, come to Utah, winky face. And then he said, would you refer to Alex to a friend? He says, I would actually, but then maybe I'd get jealous. Who knows? And then the last question that this girl had asked, you know, the one that made this list go viral, she said, would you like to remain on the mailing list in case another opportunity opens up? He said, I would like to know if there's a premium mailing list, you know, get monthly updates and notifications quicker about openings, maybe like an I Heart Alex calendar or something.
That's
so
cute.
That was his response. Now, my actual ex-boyfriend also filled this out.
And this was post high school as well.
Also, this is one of my last serious relationships that I had, okay? So he got a little in depth with it with this. What is wrong with Alex? He says she doubts herself too much. She's strong-willed and doesn't use it enough to her advantage.
Right. Work with her.
What's wrong with you? Self-doubt. Somewhat similar, but my self-doubt causes me to be too passive of a person. At what point did you know that it wouldn't work out? He said, when I started to realize that we were never going to be intimate.
Yeah, that could be a blockage for a lot of people.
Yeah, if you don't know, I'm waiting till I'm married to do the do. So usually this is the straw that breaks the camel's back in almost all of my relationships. So yeah, he admitted that. What could I have done to enhance the experience? He says, and I think you guys will think this is interesting. Alex has a very specific, detailed, and intricate type, and there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. But sometimes I'd feel like I was letting Alex down by not being exactly that, which snowballed into me becoming unnecessarily defensive, doubting myself more, and other things that I was probably blowing out of proportion.
Wow.
So it gave him a complex that I have such a specific type. Like, there's a type of guy personality-wise, looks-wise that I'm into, and he felt like he wasn't that.
I think that could happen to anybody, yeah. I mean, that's a possible thing when you're that picky. If the person is not totally confident in themselves, they might be concerned that they're not matching what you're looking for.
And then the question is, would you refer Alex to a friend? He said, yes, I would, because if it really clicks with her, the sky's the limit on your relationship with her. And then about the, what do you want to be on a mailing list for a opening that opens or opportunity that opens up or whatever. He said no because I'm in a relationship. But I thought that was really
interesting. See, I'm so mad. I wish my ex would have responded.
I wish mine would have too. And there's other exes that I won't even bring up, but people listening know who I'm talking about. I wish we would have heard from them. Did you reach out to any of the other exes like recently before the Egyptian?
I'm
talking to Alex.
No, because I knew that they would do the same thing. I'm blocked.
Oh,
I'm blocked,
you're blocked
from them. Yeah, I mean, I knew they wouldn't have responded.
Because I would love to hear, for me too, like Katie, like I loved her, but obviously, you know, she hates me now.
Well,
I would have loved to heard what she truly thought about me if she could have, like, broken it down real talk and not like anger talk.
Actually, what you don't know is Katie did respond to the show.
Oh, she did? Oh, the Joe and Alex show.
Yeah, she did respond to the show.
What'd she say?
It was via a restraining order, so.
That's something we have to talk about separately, Joe.
Okay.
Didn't know she was going to bring it up right now.